A sunburn today can mean skin damage tomorrow. UT Health RGV Dermatologist shares summer safety tips. By Heriberto Perez Zuniga. Rio Grande Valley, Texas. While sunshine is part of what makes summer special, it also brings serious heat and strong ultraviolet, UV, rays. With temperatures routinely nearing triple digits, Valley families need to take extra steps to protect their skin from sunburn, infection, and long-term damage. Dr. Maria Villegas, an adult and pediatric dermatologist at UT Health RGV, notes that skin issues such as sunburns, rashes, and fungal infections increase with the Valley heat, and it's essential to stay one step ahead. We live in a part of the country where people are exposed to strong sun almost year-round, Villegas said. That chronic sun exposure adds up. UV rays damage the skin even when you're not getting burned. Prevention has to start early. Summer sun safety. Villegas said that one of the most common issues she sees in her clinic, especially among Valley residents who've spent a lifetime under the South Texas sun, is skin cancer. Most skin cancers, she said, develop after years of repeated sun exposure. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States, with approximately 9,500 people diagnosed every day. It's so important to build sun safety habits from a young age, she said. Even if you're not getting burned, sun damage can still occur. A sunburn today can mean skin damage tomorrow. Villegas said that includes people with darker skin tones, who may believe they're protected because they don't burn easily. Darker skin indeed has more melanin, which provides some natural protection, Villegas said. But that doesn't mean you're immune to sun damage or skin cancer. Tanning is still a form of damage, and everyone should be protecting their skin. In addition to sun exposure, heat and humidity also create a perfect environment for yeast and fungal infections, especially in areas where skin folds trap moisture, such as the underarms, groin, feet, and breasts. I see a lot more skin infections in the summer, Villegas said. Athlete's foot, rashes, and yeast infections in skin folds are common when people are sweating more. It's all about keeping those areas dry and clean. Protecting your skin. If you're heading to the beach or even just stepping out for a walk, Villegas says sunscreen should be a non-negotiable part of the daily routine, but applying it once in the morning isn't enough. A lot of people put it on once and think they're good for the whole day, Villegas said. Sunscreen wears off with time, sweat, and water. She recommends choosing a broad-spectrum sunscreen with SPF 30 or higher and applying it every morning, just as routinely as brushing your teeth. More importantly, however, she emphasizes reapplying every 2 hours, especially after swimming or sweating, to ensure proper protection. While sunscreen is key, Villegas said sun safety doesn't stop there. There are several other tips families can follow to protect their skin throughout the summer. Dress for protection. Wear lightweight, long-sleeved clothing, wide-brimmed hats, and sun protective fabrics, such as rash guards. Many brands now offer SPF 50 built into the clothing. Limit peak exposure. Try to avoid outdoor activity between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. when UV rays are strongest. Schedule yard work, walks, and kids' sports earlier in the morning or later in the evening when possible. Practice good hygiene. Always shower after swimming, especially if you've been in chlorinated pools or ocean water. Rinse thoroughly and use a gentle moisturizer to protect against dryness. Protect your feet. At public pools, gyms, and hotel showers, wear sandals to prevent exposure to warts and fungal infections. Teach kids early. For children over 6 months, apply sunscreen regularly and frequently. For babies under 6 months, rely on shade, hats, and protective clothing instead. Help older kids learn to apply sunscreen themselves and make it part of their routine. Kids learn by watching us, Villegas said. Start sun safety early, and it becomes a healthy habit for life. For more information on skin safety or to schedule an appointment with a dermatologist, visit uthlthrgv.org.